West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, friends, family, and fellow law enforcement officers remembering Carroll County Sheriff's Office Deputy Taylor Bristow during a funeral service in Carrollton on Thursday. Former Carroll County Sheriff's deputy and Taylor's best friend, Clay Patterson, recalled his first meeting with Taylor.
I introduced myself and explained that I was trying to figure out the computer system and also that I just had a nervous day because I was trying to get back in the swing of things. And the only thing he said to me, he never told me his name or nothing. He just said, well, tomorrow's Thanksgiving, so we should get some good food brought up here. And the dogs play Saturday, so there's nothing to worry about. And he just turned around and said, my badge number 943, holler at me if you continue to stress about the non-important stuff and actually need something.
A funeral service will be held on Saturday at Sweat Memorial Baptist Church in Bristow's hometown of Waycross. A burial will follow in Kettle Creek Cemetery. A calendar call court date has been set in Carroll County for a 20-year-old Thomaston man accused of the August 2023 murder of 54-year-old Andrew Gilland of Carrollton. On September the 10th, the defense attorney for Hunter Burns and the district attorney's office will meet with Judge Erica Teisinger to discuss whether or not they are ready to take the case to trial. Approximately 1 year ago, Carroll County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to a residence on Oak Grove Road in Carrollton due to the discovery of a body. The body was the homeowner, Gilland, who was deceased. An investigation was conducted which found that Gilland was shot multiple times while inside of his home. Investigators learned about Burns, who would visit the home and work as a handyman for Gilland, and discovered that Burns was at the residence on Sunday, August 20th, which was believed to be the time of the murder. Law enforcement tracked him to his home in Thomaston. Investigators questioned Burns about the incident, and he allegedly confessed to being responsible for the death. Burns reportedly told investigators there was a confrontation between the two that began with a quarrel about money. Well, troopers from Georgia State Patrol Post 4 out of Villarica will be conducting high-visibility patrols on interstates and secondary roads over the Labor Day holiday period, looking for unsafe driving behaviors that put travelers at risk. Thousands of Georgians will be on the roads to celebrate the unofficial end of summer. During the 2023 Labor Day holiday travel period, law enforcement statewide investigated 552 crashes with 321 injuries and 26 total fatalities statewide. Troopers also made 379 arrests for those driving under the influence. As far as traffic flow this weekend, state officials say the best times to be departing are after 7 o'clock tonight or after 12 noon Saturday. The worst departure times are predicted for between 2 and 6 today and between 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. Saturday. The best times to return from your destination listed as Sunday before 12 noon or Monday before 10 a.m. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.